annual church fair there, right, Pastor?
Phil, this is our third annual church fiesta that we have for Joyful Union. And we raise money for our middle school. We raise money for our daycare. And we're also excited about sending our middle school students, some of our better middle school students, to the Holy Land. They'll be exchange students with students in Israel in the coming school year. So all of this is to raise money and also for our congregation members of our church to have a good time.
All right, now, Pastor, I wanted to talk with you, and I know that you have been talking with other church leaders about the Harry Potter books. Every time one of these books comes out, and I wanted to talk about the take on the Harry Potter books vis-a-vis the Christian church. I don't want to call it fundamentalist. I mean, is it simply a fundamentalist thing, I don't want to characterize, but I'm going to have to, a far right-wing belief among Christian churches that these Harry Potter books are somehow devil speak. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been online all day. I've been talking with leaders in our church, and I know that many of them are concerned about these books. The Christian viewpoint among some in our church, Phil, and that is just some, is that these books speak falsehoods, that they are books through which we believe the devil might speak. Because there are some who believe they are anti-God, they are anti-Christ. I have prayed because I believe, as all Christians do, that prayer is going to lead you to a solution to a problem. And I prayed long into the night. I know that some in our church want to have book burnings, which I
read that in the news, too.
I think that's a very extreme reaction to this problem. I believe that God speaks to us in many ways. He speaks to us in many, many different ways. These books, and I believe God told me this. I believe that the Lord spoke to me. And God told me that these books, these children's books, these Harry Potter books, God has told me that the Harry Potter book, if we pray, we can see they might be a modern continuation of the gospel. That God continues to speak to us through the Harry Potter books as a special gospel to children. As a special gospel to those that Jesus said, do not suffer the little children to come unto me. And I believe that because God told me that.
So you are not at all of a mind that their books...
I don't believe the evil, no. And I know that I'm going to get a lot of pushback from other members of my church.
You'll get this from a lot of men and women in the ministry, won't you? You'll get a lot of people who... Is this a continuing sort of rift? This sort of, I don't know, conservative as opposed to more moderate part of the church?
Well, you've never, let me tell you something. You never have to fear pushback from anybody other than God. You never have to fear pushback from anyone other than God. And I want to bring our leaders together. I want to bring our spiritual leaders together. I don't want them to engage in anything inflammatory because, you know, it only alienates the very people we're trying to bring back to God. And I know these books are very popular. And I believe that God told me that the Harry Potter books can be a continuation of God's gospel to the young people. And I'm very disappointed, I think, Phil, more in our church leaders than I am in the parents. The parents are only going to do what the church leaders tell them to do, and they're going to act on the example of church leaders. I'm very disappointed that we don't have more forward-thinking, proactive church leaders.
Pastor Rennick, you said you arrived at this idea that the Harry Potter books may be a continuation of God's gospel after a great deal of prayer, right?
After a great deal of prayer, and Miss Claire and I returned from our tour of the Holy Land. I mentioned that to you.
Right.
And we had gone with Robert and Teresa Carlyle. We'd have gone with Sam Benshaw and his wife, Suzanne. And we saw where God in the flesh walked 2,000 years ago. And on our way back, we stopped in London, England. And we were guests of Mr. Stephen Souter. He is J.K. Rowling's press agent in Great Britain.
Okay. Did you meet her?
We had an opportunity to meet with her. She's a very lovely lady. She's very charming. I didn't see anything the least bit ill-intended about this woman. Very lovely. I'm a married man, and I'm a very happily married man, and I'm not going. You know, And you know, I don't believe in marrying anyone outside of my race. I'm not a racist. I just believe that keeping your marriage inside the race is easier for your children. But if I was going to marry outside of my race, and I'm happily married, I would marry J.K. Rowling.
And, all right.
Because,
why?
Well, because I believe that on some level, though she may not know it, God has spoken to her. And he asked her to write the Putnam books because he wants so very much to speak to the children. That's why I believe that God made her very... I think God made J.K. Rowling very charming and very lovely to me. Because he was saying to me the Harry Potter book may be his way of delivering gospel to the children. I prayed very, very hard because I found myself very much attracted to J.K. Rowling. Very much attracted.
All right, this is a very unorthodox view that the Harry Potter books might be a continuation of God's gospel. I want to give our phone number out. I know you're in the middle of your church fiesta.
I'm very happy to give you this time, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. The Harry Potter book. When is that book coming out? Do you know, Pastor?
I'm sorry, I do not know. I know it's coming out, if it is not already out. It's coming out in a very short while.
How do you think other ministers and other church leaders are going to react to you saying, saying this? And how do you think parents and children will react to this?
Phil, I found out it just what it is. It's coming out at midnight tonight.
Midnight.
Midnight tonight. What was your question?
I said, how do you think other church ministers, other church leaders would react to you saying that the Harry Potter books could be a continuation of the gospel?
Well, I think you've got to understand that I have prayed on this. And when I say to you that I prayed on this and that God spoke to me, I think that's the end of the story. You know, you might have your viewpoint. You got your congregation, I got mine. You know, and the man says you don't get between a dog and his meat. You got your congregation, I got mine. And when I say to you that God spoke to me, and he told me that the Harry Potter books was possibly a continuation of God's gospel to children, you don't need to ask anything else, right?
But there's going to be discussion.
Well, I don't think the parents have a... I don't think the parents... I think the problem is the old-school Christians who don't like J.K. Rowling, not because she may write with the tongue of the devil, because she has been very vocal in her attraction to men of color. And I can tell by the way she reacted to me, old school Christians don't like that.
And old school Christians don't like what?
That J.K. Rowling has been attracted to men of color. I think when you get right there, that's what it is. See, it's got nothing to do with Harry Potter. It's got nothing to do with the devil. I think the old school Christian church has got a real problem with the fact that she likes men of color. And I know...
How do you know that?
Well, I know it from reading about it. She's dated men of color, and the way she reacted to me, I could tell it was chemistry. Now, I know that's going to sound a little crazy to some people, but I tell you, I think that this woman is... I think she's onto something. And I prayed on it. And God told me, he said, she's onto something. God said to me, don't start no mess with this. I don't want you mucking around with this. I think she's honest. And so I say to the old school Christian leaders, when it comes to the Harry Potter books, back off of it.
All right.
Just back down. Leave the woman alone. She ain't messing with you. She don't mean no wrong. She's teaching the children. And Jesus said, don't suffer the little children to come unto me. And I'd say that in my congregation. J.K. Rowling's all right with me. If God told me this, and that's how I feel about it, you know. And so everything else, I think, is just conversation.
All right, hold on for a second, Pastor Rennick. All right, so the Harry Potter book's out at midnight tonight. And there is at least one Christian minister, Christian leader there at Joyful Union, who says that the Harry Potter books are not the devil's work, that if you look at them openly and honestly, they may be a continuation of God's gospel as it pertains to children. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. J.K. Rowling, he met her in London and said that they're, apparently she is attracted to men of color. Pastor Rennick experienced that, a little bit of that, he said, and that probably is what the old school Christians, that's probably what their real problem is with J.K. Rowling, that she doesn't write devil books, that she's got an attraction to black men. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. That you think are quite possibly the work of the devil disguised as some sort of gospel for children.
I prayed on this a long time, yeah.
All right, Laura, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Laura?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, Pastor, I just wanted to know how your wife felt about your comments about the author.
Well, my wife was, she was in London, England with me. And she met Ms. Rowling as well. And she could tell, I am faithful to my wife. I'm very faithful to my wife. But I could tell there was a sexual tension between us.
Okay. Between you and J.K. Rowling.
Yes, sir. And the reason why I say this to the young lady, Ms. Rowling is well known as a woman who dates outside of her race.
Yeah.
And
I heard you say that. And
yes.
And I, you know, I'm a married woman, and I have I have a very close relationship with my husband, and we are Christians, and we don't have sexual tension with other people except each other.
Well, you know, how long have you been married?
We're actually in our second marriage, and
married a long time, and you've been with a person a long time, you've got to forgive a lot of things. Now, I'm not talking about infidelity. But your mind and how you are in the world sometimes is challenged. You know, it's tested, as God tells us. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you stay faithful. And it wasn't me, you see. She was attracted to me, because I'm a black man.
So, in other words, you were sensing that Ms. Rowling was attracted to you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, but are you aware that it says in the Bible to flee sexual immorality and flee impure thoughts?
Well, ma'am, I here in America, I didn't stay in London, England. I came back with my wife, but I've got to be polite to people. And you see a woman who's, you know, she's licking her lips, all this kind of nonsense. I just tried to be polite to her. What do you mean?
What do you mean she's licking her lips?
Well, you could tell. But the point that I'm trying to make here is this book, the Harry Potter book, is, as this young lady, I'm sure you're a Christian, right?
Yes, I am.
You agree with me. This is a book that is gussied up demon talk.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
I am aware of that.
Right. And she trying to make it look like God's speaking through her.
Right.
When all she is a prophet of the devil's work on this earth.
Hmm.
And I believe, do you have children? You've been married twice.
I have four.
Yeah,
I have three. I have three of my own natural children and one stepchild.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been married twice. You must have had time to put out a few of them.
Like I said, I have three of my own natural children from my first marriage, which lasted 10 years.
Now, where's that husband?
Unfortunately, he's still around.
Oh, he's not a good man.
I have a very good husband now.
Well, now, the Harry Potter book is the work of the devil. And J.K. Rowling, you see, you said to me, Laura, was I attracted to her? No, I was not. You know why? Because God tells me to flee the devil, just as you said. And I knew there was a devil talking to me. And I knew J.K. Rowling got a thing for men of color. She wanted cream and a coffee.
You know. That's okay. I'm not offended by that.
Yeah. And the other thing you got to know about J.K. Rowling, you got a lot of parents that are not as smart as you, Laura. They're not as they're not as with God as you. They're not as with Jesus. They don't walk with Jesus. And because you walk with Jesus, you recognize this filth.
And well, you're going to go by Harry Potter books filth?
I think what they do to children, yes. Absolutely, yes. I think it's pornography for children. I think it is pornography for children. I think it is the words of a sorceress. Some woman was staying there in London, England, trying to give me the big, you know, that white woman look. And she's putting out this mess. So you got to understand that a Harry Potter book is nothing more than pornography for a child. And when a parent buy that book, they are letting into their home the serpent.
Well, I don't.
The serpent into their home.
I don't buy those books for my children.
God bless you. Because you walk with Jesus. You walk with Jesus, you'll always be.
I don't really know. I don't really know about the publicity that surrounds them, and I don't really follow it.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I just try to, and I'm not really. I really wouldn't be what you would call fanatical.
No. But I'm going to tell you. I met this lady rolling. Now this woman, she got a thing for the colored man. You meet a lot of white women like that, and that's no offense to you. And I said to myself, this is a woman that's writing this filth. Now she's giving eyes to a married black man. You're right. I shagged my rear end out of there. Back here to America.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Laura. God bless you. You walk with Jesus. God bless your children, your family.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
All right, that's Laura. So she's a Christian, and
I think any people listening to your broadcast right now feel a walk with Jesus. They know J.K. Rowling for what she is. Now, I don't bear the woman. She is just a woman that's not with God. Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. But I'll tell you what it was. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
We went over to Carl Jr., and I got a bacon Western cheeseburger. And I tell you, I have not had, and I will tell you this, and I don't care who knows, I hope they're not a sponsor of yours. I got a bacon Western cheeseburger at Carl Jr., and I have not had a comfortable elimination since 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I believe it's because of that.
And all right, well, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to bring that up, but the point is, you know the devil is everywhere.
Yeah, at Carl's Jr.?
Well, no, not at Carl's Jr., but, you know, you got to watch what you eat. You got to stay right with God.
Let's go to Teresa. Teresa, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor Renick.
Yeah.
Hello?
I think Pastor Renick really likes to talk about this woman and his sexual preference, and he's trying to...
No, I didn't say my sexual preference. I didn't say my sexual preference.
Yeah, but I think you really like talking about this sexual attraction that this...
She had it from me.
Has.
And the reason why she got it from me, a lot of you white women like black men.
Well, you know, I mean, no offense, but I like them to look at them, but I would never have any attraction to any to marry one.
Well, you wouldn't, but J.K. Rowling did. See? Now, where does that leave us with a Harry Potter book? I'll tell you right now.
I don't know, but you keep talking about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Have you got any kids?
I have one son.
How old's he?
He's 18.
Well, I'm talking about a book for a little tiny kid.
Yeah, but, I mean, he had the book at one time.
All right. Jesus, he's 18? When did he have it?
Well, they've been out a long time.
All right.
Yeah, they've been out for a long time.
Well, the Harry Potter book is God's the devil's way of working his way into God's kingdom through the children.
And tonight we speak of the Harry Potter book, which is going to be the new Harry Potter book. I don't even know the name of the new one. It's the Harry Potter and... do you know what it is, Pastor?
I do not. Well, it's a Harry Potter book, but I know it's got a subtitle of some kind. I'm not familiar with the new name, but I do know, as you said, it is available tonight, is my understanding.
All right. We just talked to a couple of ladies, both of the mothers, one of whom likes the book, the other whom agrees with you.
Well, but let me tell you something. The lady that agreed with me was a mother.
And, well, the other lady what?
No, but she was the other lady had a full-grown 18-year-old boy. But the first lady I spoke with had four little children. And when I say to you that the Harry Potter book is making encroachment into the home and seeping into the mind of a child and turning that child's mind toward thoughts of the demon as opposed to thoughts of Jesus, that woman who had the four little children, she agreed with me because she knows by virtue of the fact that she's living 18-year-old boy. Now, who are you going to believe?
Well,
I believe the lady that got the four children. I believe the woman. And let me tell you something else. J.K. Rowling got a thing for black men. And that further makes me think she ain't on the up and up.
And I don't know what you're saying about her having a thing for black men.
Well, you should have seen the way she looked at me in London, England. I was over in London, England with Miss Clara. She looked at me like she's looking at a pork chop. And that's the God's honest truth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Annie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, so you don't even know the title of the next Harry Potter book. Have you even read them? You're telling
yes,
me
I have.
You to read them. It's called Harry Potter and the Half Blood
Prince. I read the Harry Potter book, and let me tell you something.
Really? Which one did you read? Because I've read
the
all
Sorcerer's
of them.
Stone.
I don't have a problem with them.
The
I'm a
Sorcerer's Stone.
Center. I
don't
know my kids. There's no problem with them. It's not evil.
Lady, why don't
why don't you
let me get a word in?
Tie your kids up and keep them in a locked little box.
Why don't you let me get a word? Why don't you let me get a word in?
They don't see anything?
Let me get a word in.
Okay, go ahead.
The Sorcerer's Stone is pornography for children.
How do you figure?
Because it teaches them, it turns them away from Jesus. I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
it turns them away from. It turns them away from Jesus, and they think all about wizards and all kinds of freaks like that. And what the hell is that about? See what I'm saying?
It talks about magic. It talks about a child.
Ain't no such thing as magic.
Is, you know, taken advantage of, who is treated bad by a family, who's always told that he's a bad kid, but he rises above that. He rises above that.
Yeah, he rises above it to become a witch.
You should actually be condemning stuff like that.
He rises above it to become a damn witch.
Most people who are always, you know, put down and always getting the short end of the stick in society, and they need to learn the techniques to become stronger and rise above it.
From reading all them Harry Potter books, you just yapping away.
Doing that. What's your deal? Come on, give me a break.
Hold on for a minute. That child rises above all that abuse to become a damn witch.
No.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you don't even know what witchcraft is.
But you know what?
You're the kind of woman.
Use your imagination. It's a children's book. It's for entertainment.
It's crap.
Come on. How is it? What negative? I have not read a single negative message from that book at all.
Well, ma'am, I don't know what your education is. I don't know whether or not you're able to see the things that I see. I'm a college-educated man. I've got two doctorates. I don't know where you're from. And I don't know how the devil is pulling the wool over your eyes. But I'll tell you right now. That Harry Potter book of that child, I love the message about a child raising himself up from a bad beginning. But will you raise a child up to what? You want to raise him up to something good. You don't want to raise him up to something bad.
Yeah, but raised up to be a good kid. He's not raised up to use magic
as
evil.
He's a lousy punk with a freaking...
Good.
He's running around with that... he's
okay,
a punk kid.
How many of the Harry Potter books have you read?
Did you just ask me that?
Yeah, and you said you read Harry Potter book.
You got
it's
no memory.
You're just quoting Harry Potter. You haven't read any of the other books at all.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay,
I read the new one.
You don't follow Harry Potter. You don't even know what the new book is.
You know, ma'am, just
because
I don't agree.
What the title is.
Just because I don't agree with you.
There's so much hype about that book. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Lady, just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I ain't read the books or that I don't
know
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you're telling people to go read the books and... You know, you don't even know. I just heard you on the radio.
You don't even know
what the next book's called.
How can you talk to me and get people's shoe sizes at the same time? How is it you can talk to me and give out lane assignments and get people's shoe sizes at the same time?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
How can you talk to me, show people what size shoes they need, what kind of bowling ball they need, and what lane they should be on, and talk to me at the same time?
Oh, dude, you know, I'm not driving.
Oh,
why are you making assumptions? Don't
driving.
You know what assume
I was talking about you working at a bowling alley, you bitch.
I'm not even driving.
Wait a minute,
you don't
wait.
Even know that.
Wait a
You're
second.
Making all these assumptions. I'm the passenger of a car.
Lady, I wouldn't talk about driving.
Sure.
I was talking about you working in a bowling alley. Shoes, ball, lane assignment. What an idiot.
All right.
That's it, Phil. I'm done. If that's the best you got from me.
Well, no, wait, hold on for a minute. You've done nothing but insult this lady. You're talking about, hey, what lane assignments are you giving out?
And she thinks I'm talking about driving a car?
You know what?
Wow.
You don't know what you're talking about. You haven't read the books. You're talking about Christianity.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know what? Christianity, don't be problems with Christianity because they think that Christianity follows the paganism devil worship religion. Don't they say that Christians celebrate holidays based on the pagan worship.
All kind of dumb people do.
Are you sure you know much about Christianity?
Ma'am,
you're sitting there preaching Christianity.
Lady, you don't know nothing about
Harry Potter books. It's entertainment for kids.
Can I just say
that's all that it is. It's entertainment for kids.
All right, that's fine.
It sends a good message.
But you're the one who thought when I was talking about a bowling ball, I was talking about you driving
no.
a car.
You know what? You're hearing
wow.
Dude, you're hearing
lady.
Things. I'm not talking about a bowling ball. Why don't you rewind what I'm talking about?
Was you alcoholic?
Get the wax out of your ears, man.
No, I got what you need to do is get that bottle away from your lips. Freaking alcoholic, you got on the right. Lady, I'm talking about you having a bowling ball, and you go, I'm not driving. Oh, yeah. You know something? Let me tell you something. Is that, seriously, I think you're a good girl, but you got to read these books. Otherwise,
I've read all the books, and I've read them more than once.
Every child you have is going to turn into a warlock dancing around with no pants on.
No, and my child is going to learn to stand up for himself or herself and rise above adversity, and I'm going to promote the Harry Potter books because that's what it does.
Okay, and if some night they're dancing in the moonlight wearing a mask made out of your skin, you call me. Yeah, listen to her laugh. She thinks
that's
funny.
You're twisted.
Lady,
you're so twisted.
Look, at your own children going to have you hanging upside down in a barn gutted like a steer. And
yeah,
I don't think so.
Because it doesn't talk about bad magic.
God.
Harry Potter going to teach you how to do
magic.
It. I tell
and you,
Colonel Potter
read the books, you would know that it's
I read every Colonel Potter book.
If you read it between the lines, you see the message that it's giving to the kids.
Wait a minute. I got it right here. I'm looking between the lines. There's nothing there.
Maybe you're not that educated then at all.
Well, I tell you what, I know the difference between a bowling ball and a car.
Well, you must have some wax in your ears because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know
you heard
don't.
Bowling ball? I never even said bowling ball.
I said bowling ball, and you thought I was talking about a car. Look, I got a great idea for you.
Yeah, okay, what's your idea?
I got a double feature at the drive-in. You get your husband and your 10 kids and pop them into the back of the bowling ball.
You can't even keep on the same topic with me. You're jumping around all over the place. That tells me you're not very educated or you don't know about the topic.
No, you're just boring me to tears. I want to change the topic. I got an idea. You got a little kid? You got little children?
No, I don't have children. I'm the director of a child care center. I have 105 kids under my care.
Could you get one of the kids on the phone? They might be more interesting to talk to.
No.
All right, okay, look.
Yeah, go ahead and throw out some more insults because you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to Harry Potter. See, when you get someone on the phone who's read the books more than once,
who knows about children, who knows what she's talking about, then
it's a whole different story. Then it's all about throwing out insults.
That's totally true. You're kicking my ass up one side down the next. You really is. All right. Well, Andy,
right,
I got to go now. I got to go check my bowling ball and make sure it's ready to go because I'm driving to San Diego tonight.
You throw out insults and you don't know what you're talking about, all right?
Yeah, all right. You have a good night. God bless you. You stupid.
What did you call her?
Or.
The good preacher does have a point. He says, lane assignments and shoe sizes. I'm not even driving. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry.
Colonel Potter.
He's the devil, too. The Colonel Potter book's coming out tonight at midnight.
Yeah, Colonel Potter in the case of syphilis, I think, is what he treated.
Anyway, Colonel Potter and the Case of Syphilis by J.K. Rowling. Okay, anyway, it's time for our By Request flashback. 1996. Man, we're going back for some. This is an oldie but goodie, baby. Here's one from Mark, and he writes, hey, Phil, I just became one of your many subscribers and on our Backstage Pass membership, and one episode I really wanted to be able to access is the one with the old woman who's hearing You Son of a B on the radio, and she gets on the floor and dials a rotary phone with her nose. Believe it or not, this happened. It's from our Best of 1996. I believe this is back. This is a Miami cut. So we're going all the way back to Miami for this one. Back in the day for the lady dialing the phone with her nose. Our flashback request. All right, let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Listen, I was talking to somebody and they told me to hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, tell him that when I came in the house, I'm the lady that called that was I was coming home from school.
What freeway were you on, ma'am?
And I was on Southwest 8th Street and 22nd Avenue and I turned on my radio.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
I said that helps us in triangulating the signal.
I walked into my house and I turned my radio on. It's on now.
What is, ma'am?
Didn't you hear it on your telephone?
Are you're hearing it now too?
Yes,
it's
telephone.
Bob. It's obviously something that we can't hear in here.
I can't hear it on my radio though either.
When I came into my house, I turned my radio on and I heard it.
Are you sure you had your radio on?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think I am, stupid or something?
No, ma'am. No. Asking where is your radio in relation to your kitchen?
You son.
My There it goes again.
You're hearing this?
There it goes again. On your telephone.
Steve Ziegler, our chief engineer.
You son
Steve,
of a...
It goes again.
You are hearing this, are you, ma'am?
She says... All right, now, Steve, you had some questions you want to ask the lady?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Steve Ziegler. I'm the chief engineer of WIOD. Can you about how many feet from your kitchen you're standing right now? This is very important.
I'm standing maybe about 10 feet.
This is very important. 10 feet from your kitchen?
Yeah.
Now, I'd like you, are you with a cordless phone?
No.
You do not have a cordless phone? I'd like you to check to make sure that all the appliances in your turned off.
Sir, I heard it first on my radio on
I understand that. I understand. Do you have a toaster oven?
He's doing it now.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I believe you. But do you have a toaster oven?
You son of a...
You do not have a toaster, a broiler of any kind?
No.
All right. Can you walk off a crock pot? Any kind of anything like that?
Can I do what?
Do you have a crock pot, a microwave,
an
electric can opener? You have a microwave.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's a good start, Phil.
Uh-huh.
What I need for this lady to do is to pace off 5 paces from where you're standing right now, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Walk 5 paces, please.
Okay, let me see if I can
this is part of the triangulation?
Yes.
Wait, 5 paces, just a minute.
Yeah, walk 5 paces.
Okay.
All right, now have you walked off 5 paces?
1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a minute. Let me get the rest of the phone.
All right. By the way, ma'am, are your shoes on?
Son of a...
Got rubber shoes on.
I need for you to take
again.
Your...
There he goes again.
He did it again. All right.
Yeah,
Phil, we've got a serious problem, Phil. Thank God this lady called.
Wait a minute.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
You son
4.
Of a...
There he goes again.
Did it again.
There he goes
all
again.
All right. Ma'am, would you please take your shoes off?
You son of a...
Again.
Yeah, take your shoes off.
Okay.
All right, are they off?
You
wait a minute.
Of a...
Boy, this is really crazy. This is insane.
It really is, Phil. It's a serious problem.
It is insane.
It's a serious problem.
Well, I don't like anybody calling old people, you know.
Are you barefoot now, ma'am?
Huh?
Are you barefoot?
Yes.
All right. Is your phone on the floor?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Put the phone on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Now get down on the floor near it.
Okay.
This is very important.
There he goes again.
All right. Are you down on the floor near your phone?
I'm sitting on the floor.
All right. For you to press the phone, any button on the phone with your nose.
You son of a...
With your nose, please.
Sitting down, there it goes again.
Please, in the name of God, it's very important.
Press it.
With your nose.
Uh-huh.
All right, press it.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
I don't have a push-button phone.
Oh, my God, no wonder.
What? What's wrong, Steve?
The lady has no push-button phone. Oh, my God.
Well, what's wrong?
Ma'am, is there any way you can get over to a Circuit City today to get a push-button phone?
No, I'm 20 miles away from a circuit.
$9 gets you a trim line at any Kmart.
What?
$9 it gets you a trim line. Anything. If you can get a push.
There he goes again.
He did it again.
You son.
All right, ma'am.
Again.
You've got a rotary dial phone?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. With your I want you to dial the number 6.
You
dial the number
6.
Using your nose.
Okay.
All right. This is extremely important, and people are not aware, Phil, of how dangerous this can be in their homes if they don't have the underwriters. All right, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
You dialed it with your nose?
Yes.
Very good. Thank God. I don't think we're going to have a problem, Phil.
Because of the triangulation?
Exactly.
Well, what's going on?
Call us back. Your name is what, Ann?
You're my telephone number?
No, I don't want your phone number. I want you to call us back if you have the problem again.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, dear.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. That was how we got our kicks in Miami back in the day. Some poor old lady sitting on the floor dialing her rotary phone with her nose. This is the kind of cheap kicks we got back then. Why? Because it was Miami, man. Anything that worked would work. Just like today, nothing's changed. All right, so that's from our Best of 96. It's called Head West. And the reason why that was called Head West is because we did. We left Miami that year and came out west. And that is on our Best of the 96 CD. All of those are available, by the way. Is the Miami CDs available at my friend's place? I don't think they are. Ooh-hoo-hoo, baby. We're going to have to put all of those together, but if you'd like to hear some of our earlier stuff, you can get them on our CDs. They're available through my friend's place. On our website, just go to www.philhenryshow.com and you can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CDs all the years. And the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. We'll be right back.